Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have big 9/11 developments for you today. Also news on the war, the police state, the economy, weather modification, chemtrails. It's all coming up today. It feels like a Tuesday because I just got back yesterday, but today is Thursday, the 26th day, and we're very honored to have you with us in this 26th of April, 2007. Edition. We will be live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. Well, I've now been authorized to talk fully about Rosie O'Donnell. I have now been authorized to tell you basically everything I know. And we will do that coming up in the next 6 or 7 minutes. When I get back from break, we will get into that, what really happened behind the scenes. We gave you a lot of it yesterday, but even more today. Paul Watson will be writing an article in the next hour on this. So this is breaking news. I was just given authorization 10 minutes ago, 10 minutes before showtime. Always frantic right before we go on air. And so that is coming up. Also, we've got new North American Union clips from Lou Dobbs with Pastor, the guy pushing all this, testifying before Congress. I didn't know about that. It's horrible video. Just admitting the North American Union. And then he comes back on the show and denies it. I mean, you talk about brainwashing. John Stewart with a comical piece I want to analyze because it's not funny about Bush and his lying. Keith Olbermann really calls Giuliani out on his terrorism because when they use terror to get their way and get their agenda, they are now terrorists. Keith Olbermann tells it like it is. We'll play the Rosie Trump clip back and forth. And again, I don't get into Anna Nicole Smith and Imus and all those diversions. I'm getting into this because this is an attack on free speech. I guess I did cover some items because it was, but the point is we're not talking about things like O.J. Simpson or the lacrosse team or all of that. Though it is an interesting phenomenon how women will just make stuff up if you scorn them or are rude to them. They just think it's their right to just lie and say you raped them or say you threatened them. And that's why they always get shocked when they end up going to jail over lying. I probably should have talked about the lacrosse situation, but the point is we stay focused on the really big issues of the value of the dollar, the national sovereignty, the Second Amendment, the illegal alien invasion, government-sponsored terror, foreign wars, genetic engineering, the things that are really hurting all of us. I don't care what color you are. Or if you put, you know, your pants on one leg at a time, or if you have a valet doing it. The point here is this show is about serious issues, and this is serious, and they're lying about Rosie and saying this is a big victory for the censors and the blacklist, when in reality she took an incredible stand, an honorable stand of courage. I disagree with a lot of things she does. I do. And Rosie O'Donnell knows my politics. She knows John Connor's politics. She's talked about it on the show with John Connor. She's praised him. He's an anti-abortion, anti-lesbian conservative. And they have talked about it. Ebersol knows that. O'Donnell knows that. They still like him. Well, I like them too, because they at least believe in what they're doing, and they're trying to be good people. My God, look at Christ. He hung around with prostitutes and tax collectors. At least we know where they stand. Not these fake Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Most of them are devil worshipers. And I mean that when I say it. I mean, a lot of these big-time Christians are the most hardcore sadists you can imagine. And I've had enough of it. They make Christians like myself, who try to be a Christian, look bad. All right, I'm already digressing. I'm already getting into Rosie. Got a They Live clip coming up to intro this next segment. Stay with us for that. Just wait till I give you the news. Just wait. I am locked and loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Loaded for bear, as they say. I'm a B-52. Absolutely can barely take off. I've got so many info bombs. I'm going to drop on the New World Order's head. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices. They are dismantling the sleeping middle class. More and more people are becoming poor. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Please understand, they are safe as long as they are not discovered. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down.
That go says
tell
it all.
That long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Absolutely, it does say it all. Johnny Cash from the grave, live on the radio. You know, I am really debating some other things I've learned. It just gets more bizarre by the minute. When I was out in Hollywood just Monday and Tuesday, learned even more about who's awake to 9/11. It totally blew me away. But I wasn't told not to talk about it, but I think it goes without saying that I don't talk about things, so I guess it meant that I wasn't meant to talk about it. So I won't get into that. You know, having to keep secrets is not fun from an audience, especially when you learn about the prominent people that know about 9/11. Let's just say there's a popular police state TV show that we badmouth a lot. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to say anything else. It just never ends, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know how people can rationalize being involved with something like that and then go, oh, well, I know all about it. But that's probably why you saw a shift in the show about a year ago to where the government's planning nukes and things like that. I guess I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. I told you that everybody in Hollywood knows about this. Literally, everyone I ever talked to, and then I asked them, well, who else knows? And they go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, down to Z. And they need to go public. They need to speak out. You know, I didn't intend for Rick Linkletter to be on here, to be on this show 6 months ago, and just out of the blue start talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, Rick's known for a couple years. He's seen martial law. He's seen Terror Storm. He liked him. He got hundreds of them from me and given them out to people. And he just starts talking about how it's an inside job, and his friends all know. And, by the way, he gave one to Bruce Willis when he was here doing Fast Food Nation with him. And Bruce Willis, sent him an email saying, yeah, now I've woken up to the truth. But then don't expect Bruce Willis to ever go public. He got a bunch of heat. And then through the author of some book that supposedly went into a Bruce Willis Army movie, he said, I talked to Bruce, and Bruce says no comment. And that, you know, that's not what he meant. You know, admitting that he did say it, but backing off, kind of like, you will deny me three times. Who was it that denied Christ three times? And before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. And then when he thought he was going to get killed, he did. No, it wasn't Judas. He's with the 30 pieces of silver. Believe me, if I wasn't on air, I'd know the name. It's ridiculously easy. Then I get a bunch of people going, you don't remember that? Yeah, sometimes I can't remember what year my son was born. You know, and, you know, sometimes your memory doesn't work. Sometimes it works on everything. It's weird. I have like a semi-photographic memory. Sometimes I remember everything. Or on certain things. I remember something from 10 years ago perfectly. And then other times my brain wasn't in the proper mode when I'm trying to remember it. I don't remember. It's because it's not photographic. But I'm already digressing here. The point is they'll deny 9/11 truth when they get out in the public. And I had no intention of getting Linkletter to go public on 9/11 on the show. I had no intention of him to spill the beans on Bruce Willis. He told me that a few months before. But it's just amazing. It's amazing. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, too, that we report here on this show, and it just kind of gets glazed over. And every week or so, we have some engineer, some fighter pilot, or commercial pilot, or both, or another physicist, or another first responder, or another widow on. But when they come on, the media predominantly ignores it. It hardly gets attention when one of Bush's chief economists goes public on this show over a year ago. It gets attention when a Rosie O'Donnell goes public. It gets attention when a Charlie Sheen goes public. It gets attention, a lot of attention, when prominent people speak out. And that's why it's important. And it's also, they have to be commended because they have amazing courage. They're not stupid. They know they're going to be put through a ringer, and they're going to get death threats. And these are already very private people who don't particularly want to be controversial, but they have a conscience, and they want to speak out. They're just like everybody else who's speaking out. It's just they're prominent, they're stars, they're media phenomenons, and so they're doing it literally because they care. And they're putting their heads in the tiger's jaws for us. So I'll tell you about Rosie O'Donnell and the new developments right now. Now, I got a lot of this from Christina Ebersole, but, you know, it wasn't even said, hey, don't tell anybody. It was just, you know, this is kind of off the record, but I guess you can say some of it. Just, you know, basically don't say where you got it. And Christine goes on vacation, whether we're just on vacation with her and other friends, in Miami a few weeks ago. Christina, obviously, I mean, we could see what was going on. 3 or 4 months ago, they've got Brolin on, James Brolin, hundreds of movies, dozens of TV shows. He's on there, and he goes, hey, I went and visited this 9/11 truth site. What is it, 911weknow.com? I think that's it. And he just said, that's all I want to say. Just check it out. And there's this knowing look from Barbara Walters, knowing look, smile from Rosie. Rosie uses the excuse of going, yeah, that John Connor, he gets up there, he's a nonconformist, he goes, 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job. That's her way. She was testing the waters. Then she starts blogging, putting it on her blog, and we get a report from People magazine. Barbara Walters says, stop blogging. She doesn't want Rosie speaking outside of what she, that's an admission of the censorship. You don't have to believe me or believe Rosie or believe Ebersole. So let me just get into this and give you all the basics. I don't even know where to start. I learned from Ebersole, I learned from Rodriguez, and now I can tell you the prominent 9/11 truther. There's photos of him at her apartment in New York. Photos, you know, with Rodriguez and her with Rodriguez's key. And he had the key, went up the stairwells to let the firemen, you know, he directed them, because they're not continuous stairwells, they're staggered. One of the big heroes of 9/11. And he was talking to her for months, me having meetings with her repeatedly. So I was being told the same things. And then I got some emails from Rosie. I was able to read some emails with her comments about 9/11 that Rodriguez and others quietly share with me. And I don't think I will even release exactly the details of those here on air. Some of it's pretty, I mean, some of the stuff would be top headlines, I assure you, if anybody saw these emails. Pretty classic Rosie type statements, I'll just say, about Tom DeLay and people like that. But, now we can talk about it. And why can we talk about it? She tried to talk about William Rodriguez today on the live show. It's Thursday. And we'll tell you what happened when she tried to talk today. And that's why we can now talk about the Rodriguez situation. And he's been authorized to speak out. And I talked to Rodriguez. He said, no, you just talk about it. I'm not going to come on. He'll probably come on later this week, maybe Friday, maybe tomorrow. Probably get Vito Valente on as well, one of the first responders. He'll be on the show tomorrow. On The View tomorrow.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Ah, well said. If you give this man a ride, well, my sweet, we're going to die. His brain is squirming like a toad. That's the killer on the road. Take a long holiday, ladies and gentlemen. Get back to basics. Let your children play. Love each other. Stop being such greedy, backstabbing backbiters. So many times what you see in others is really, really a reflection of yourself. So we should all look inwardly. All right. Here we go. All right, Rosie O'Donnell, let me just boil it down in a nutshell. A, the media is lying. Fox News, John Gibson, all of them are saying she's fired. Donald Trump, who is a complete joke, the guy is a total performer. Everybody knows that he has been leveraged forever and is connected to some very seedy groups that are involved with casinos and gambling and things like that in the hotels. I mean, I don't think you need to put two and two together to figure this out. And but fine, you know, it's America, Donald Trump, whatever. He's out saying she got fired and then calling her a fat pig and doing his normal thing. And they're all celebrating and lying. And she's classy in this respect. She's not even countering, going, hey, I quit. Though if you actually read what ABC said and you actually look at what happened, that's what she did. They wanted her for 3 years. They wanted to roughly double her money a year. She's already being offered other TV shows because she's what really gave that show a kick in the pants. And Rosie is left. Now, I was told 3 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago, that she was going to probably leave The View. In fact, I was told, don't tell anybody she's leaving The View. I was told probably going to leave The View by one person. And then I was told going to leave The View by another. I'm not going to say names, but you notice we reported to you a couple weeks ago she was going to have first responders on. Boom, she did the taping yesterday, and it's tomorrow. I mean, some people even send us emails questioning what we're saying here. Well, we're going to give you photos of her with William Rodriguez's key when she met with William Rodriguez months ago. We thought to get Willie on the phone and get the exact date of that. I think it was about 5 weeks ago. I don't know. Time flies. But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're in contact with Ebersol. We're in contact with Rosie. We're in contact with William Rodriguez, who's met with her multiple times and talked to her many times over the telephone. And she tried, now I can talk about it. She tried to get William Rodriguez on as a guest. She's been told by the neocon she's not allowed to do that. Because they checked into William Rodriguez, the producer of the show, who she's openly criticized. It turns out that she's not allowed to have William on because they found out he's a 9/11 truther. I don't know how she wrangled it to be able to get first responders on, but these aren't first responders who come out and say it's an inside job. They say they have suspicions. Let's just say they were quiet about their views. They're more than on the fence. They're coming over to our side. But, and William, by the way, was instrumental in giving the contacts for Valente and the other lady that's going on, it's a man and woman, to Rosie. So he was behind the scenes setting that up as well. Now, the censorship started immediately within the first 2 weeks she was on the show. And I was told this by William. I was told this by Ebersol and got this in email. And I'm going to leave it at that. That in the first 2 weeks she tried to mention the number of U.S. dead. And she was told, you will not talk about dead U.S. soldiers on this show. Now, man, that is censorship. See, they don't want you to see the coffins. They don't want the photographs. The parents have to get the coffin separately, the flag-draped sarcophagi, and bring the media out. They don't like you to see that, them coming into Maine. They don't like you seeing that. They're very upset about it. And so they were censoring her out of the gates and letting the nitwit, the fake conservative, Hasselbeck, say whatever she wanted and call the Iraqis animals. That really made Rosie mad. She wanted to leave within just a few weeks of being there. And it's been a constant censorship. She could only get stuff out on the live show. We'll tell you about all the censorship. We'll tell you how she met with William Rodriguez. We'll tell you the rest of them when we get back. Then get into all the other news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, welcome back to the Ring of Fire, ladies and gentlemen, as we fight the New World Disorder. I'm going to take your calls in the second and third hour. Wide open phones today. We could have unlimited guests here on this show, but we only choose to have guests that really matter or that are extremely important. I am going to have a guest on the next few days about the move to go ahead and try to pass Codex Alimentarius again to start restricting vitamins and minerals and different supplements. All part of international regulatory agreements that have already been signed. That's why they fight tooth and nail like a mad dragon to get this through. Also, I'm going to get Pastor Ted Pike on. My producer is out because, again, her family member, her uncle, has been on death's doorstep. He is in and out, could die any moment. But, again, we actually had guests today and canceled them. Because I really feel myself going into a phase of not having as many guests on. And I do this from time to time, only really important news and information and not petty distractions or cronyism here on this show. Okay. Getting back to Rosie O'Donnell. The reason we're talking about this is, A, she has a lot of courage, and she supercharged, yet again, the exploding 9/11 truth movement that is the foundation, the key to bringing down the New World Order. Because if we can convince the general public that most terrorism is an inside job, and that giving up liberty will not give them security, it will give them tyranny, then the 9/11 attacks, the war is built on them, the domestic police state, the surveillance state, it's all built on that. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez gets in trouble for crimes? Hey, 9/11, if you go after me, the terrorist will get you. If you don't reelect us, the terrorist will nuke Chicago. If you don't elect me, Al-Qaeda will hit you. I mean, they're the terrorists. In the open, they're saying, do what we say or bad things are going to happen. They're the terrorists, bottom line. They even act like it. It's not even just the evidence that they did it. They also act like it. They have the motive, and they act just like someone who had the motive, who was behind it, would. Do what I say or bad stuff's going to happen. So we got to destroy the 9/11 myth. She's got a lot of courage. She's a tough broad. That's what I was talking to Charlie Sheen. She said, yeah, she's a tough broad and appreciate what she's doing. That's a quote. Let me get the exact quote. Yeah, I like her. She's got a lot of courage. She's a tough broad. But going back to, again, there's so much. I should really write notes up on something like this before I go on air with it, because for months I've been keeping my mouth shut. And when I get up here about all this, I mean, I've covered some of it. But just a recap, it's important, though, because they're trying to set a precedent to have a chilling effect. And, oh, look, they're saying, look, Don Imus got fired. Oh, Rosie got fired. Oh, my gosh. And it's kind of like a new purge to create fear. And I'm already seeing fear in other radio talk show hosts, I know. Not just on this network that people have told me about their fears that are totally unfounded. There's no censorship or control here. I know that. Never experienced it, not once. But people in other talk radio stations and networks that I just talk with, and I hear talk shows talking about it on air, how they're scared now, and watching what they say and thinking about what they're about to say. That kills the spontaneity. That kills the truth and speaking from the heart, speaking from the gut, and wearing the facts on your sleeve. I don't calculate here. This is the real deal. So people listen. You can instinctively pick up on it. It's the body language. It's the way someone says something is more important than even what they're saying. I don't have to pre-script or think about what I'm going to say. It just flows because I'm just speaking my mind. Well, see, they want to stop you from doing that. They want to stop people from, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion. Oh, don't bring up stuff with your neighbors. Just talk about your favorite wristwatch, your favorite football team, your favorite basketball team, and just everybody keep your heads down and shut up. That's not what America's all about. It's fundamentally American what Don Imus did. I don't like Don Imus. I've always found him just to radiate unpleasantness and I've just dirtiness, disgustingness. I've never liked Don Imus. I'd see him on TV and go, just something about him. He was repulsive to me. I don't like what he said about those black women. But I know he just meant it trying to be gangster himself. He's trying to be hip. But it was fundamentally American to shoot your mouth off and just talk off the cuff. And I do agree with what Rosie O'Donnell has been saying. And what she has said is fundamentally American, not because I agree with it, though, but because she's saying what she thinks. She's speaking her mind. It's fundamentally, I don't want to just monopolize it, just Americans have had this history, or that Americans are the only ones that stand up and speak out. You know, there's a lot of that across world history, but it's certainly more of it here than any other place. You know, I guess the second place you might see it is the Roman Republic, to a certain limited degree, with gentried landowners, but that was still a limited voting system. And then, of course, England, which really is the engine of the ideas, what really culminated for what we have here. Almost 48%, 47% of the parliament. I could pull that vote up again, but I was reading about that a few months ago again in a book I was reading about Captain Kidd, who wasn't really a pirate, by the way, award-winning book I was reading. But it was just about the... No, it was another book I was... That's not right. Captain Kidd got hung in, like, I think 1706 or something. No, that was another book I was reading about George Washington a year ago, and I was reading the votes in Parliament for the freedom and secession and what happened here in the United States. Okay, see, I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I know Paul Watson and Steve Watson are listening there wanting all the meat and potatoes about Rosie to write an article. But so that's why this is important, because it's fundamentally American, and you've got these cretins, these actual, and I'm here to tell you, and we have the proof. I went and actually pulled old news articles about this, so I wouldn't just say this. I would actually have them in front of me this morning, that Fox News is run by Viet Dinh of the Justice Department, that they do get government product placement at higher levels, and I call that propaganda placement. It's the government paying for commercials and ideas and buying reporters. Roger Ailes, who created Rush Limbaugh, is admittedly advising Hillary and has monthly meetings. Murdoch has been having for at least 4 years weekly, multiple hour-long dinners with Hillary. That's why Limbaugh's saying she's going to win. She might even be better than other Democrats. He's been saying at least she's for the war. That's why Fox News gives her more attention. Fox News is positioning Hillary Clinton, and they're going to suddenly be liberal. Just watch. They'll still be warmongering, but just liberal in name. And most Democrats will suddenly be for it, just like when Clinton used DU and bombed Belgrade into the Stone Age and bombed four other major cities and strafed huge crowds of refugees in Serbia, outside Pristina. Total butchery, total mass murder. And it doesn't matter to the Democrats. I mean, we're going to be in a reign of terror, of gun control, of anti-terror police, and suddenly the Democrats are going to love it. We are in for, and it wouldn't matter if it was Republicans either. It'd be the same. You understand? It's two legs on the same creature. I know you know this, but explain it to your dumb uncle or your dumb neighbor or the dumb cop that lives down the street who's got his car festooned with support the troops, keep them in Iraq. Nobody. The troops want to come home. Support them. Bring them back, you idiot. Foreign corporations have seized the United States for at least 50 years, and now they're waging war on the remnants of the middle class. Do you understand that, pea brain? Do you understand where the best friends you've got? All you bureaucrats and government servants and all you toadies that are on these different neocon websites, you make me sick. You're little children. I mean, you're absolutely off the charts. And I don't know what to say to you anymore. All right, let me get back. That's why I'm taking calls this hour, because I'm just taking my time discussing this. They're lying. Here is Fox News, why ABC axed Rosie O'Donnell. And they go on to say she was fired. It's a total lie. They don't care. This is the Pentagon. They want to set the press. When you see Fox News, folks, that is actually the Pentagon. Okay, not. I don't mean that, you know, for a play on words or I'm being a little extreme. Go do your research. It's run by the government. So is CNN, by the way. They're even on government satellites. Came out in what, 2000 in the Washington Post, that over 140 members of Black Ops, Army Psychological Warfare, are there full time. 140. Remember when Gore Vidal went on CNN and he said, wow, things have changed. There isn't some colonel in a suit telling us what we can talk about in this taped interview. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? There are black op officers, 55-year-old men with 165 IQs walking around in $3,000 suits at CNN and Fox who've got high security, you know, Delta-level clearances. You understand? That isn't Republican. That isn't liberal. That's military-industrial complex. The Pentagon runs the cameras that are in your town of 500 people. We're totally controlled. They're putting bioweapons in the vaccines, okay? Do you understand? They haven't killed me because they know it will water the tree of liberty. They know what Thomas Jefferson said is true. Now, when I get big enough, folks, I've studied history. If we're able to have the effect, I know they will probably kill me. I am literally walking into the jaws of death, but that's not any big deal. That's what men are supposed to do. I am waging war against enemies of the United States, against the Republic, that I have sworn to protect on the air, and I take that oath very seriously. I am doing this for my great-grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen, who won't exist unless we beat these people. We're talking about one-child policies very soon after the nuke attack. They can radically re-engineer society. We're being prepared. All this stuff you see is just the table setting for a massive feast on the carcass of America and the world. Okay? That's where this stands. Do you understand? Black op military officers running CNN and Fox, ladies and gentlemen, is not freedom. Is not a good thing. That is scary. All right, so Rosie O'Donnell slips in there. They think she'll put out an overall fake left agenda. She starts shooting her mouth off immediately. They tell her she can't talk about the dead soldiers, while the other twit on the show is... Hasselbeck is calling the Iraqis animals. This is what Rosie said. I didn't see these programs. This is what she's saying. Hasselbeck's calling them animals. I can't bring up the number of dead U.S. troops. They told me not to. That started within the first 2 weeks. Okay? And then it was just continual. And then they would edit her. They would edit Rosie on the three tape shows, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays and Thursdays were live 75% of the time. I was asking one of the people involved with the show, and they said, well, it's not, you know, it's usually live, but if there's some big event, we have those in case there's live stuff, like the shootings. And we can go live any day. Everybody's on call. So she would try to slip stuff out on there. It was always on a Tuesday or a Thursday where she'd say 9/11 is an inside job, or where she'd say things. Today... By the way, then they installed some type of 10-second delay, even on a live program, and started blurping and blipping and cutting. That just happened the last month. That was it for her. They said, hey, we're doubling your money. We want to give you a 3-year contract. She said, no, I'm leaving. She said, I'm leaving. And I, by the way, it's not just our opinion or what Rosie said to us or what we learned from William Rodriguez or Christina Ebersole, a great lady. Here is one from September 4th, 2006. Barber doesn't want Rosie to blog People Magazine. See, right there. They didn't want her saying anything political outside the show. Outside of her show. They didn't want her. That's a big deal. They were telling her, shut up, outside of her show. Of course, no, so Rosie turns down double the money, a 3-year contract. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And she walks away, and instead of the media going, look at that courage, look at her, stand on her principles and being a hero for free speech, of pure Americana. I mean, it literally makes my heart beat faster. Total respect. That's the spirit of that will save this country. Despite all her other problems and the fact that I disagree with her on about 50% of the stuff she's for. With her on the war, 9/11, a lot of other issues, she's wrong on some others. But by the way, she's coming along. She's into watching anti-New World Order movies every day. I mean, this is what she's into now. By the way, I can tell you, Rosie, again, what finally sent her over the edge, and I was told this by two sources, was Terror Storm. I'm not saying that because it's my film. Obviously, I want my film to be seen. It's for free on Google. But the point is, that sent her over the edge last September. That's what she talks about, Gulf of Tonkin, Mossadegh. She's taking whole quotes out of Terror Storm and put it on her blog about false flag terror. She's used our voiceover. She's used what we've said. You know, we knew that. We couldn't tell you about it. It's exciting. You know, we have to be prepared to actually win and take this country back, but everybody's convinced we're all going to lose because your preacher told you. Well, I don't care if we're going to lose. I'm not going to go down without fighting. I'm not going to die in the ditch licking boots. But history shows if you're highly motivated and take action and you're in the right, you pretty much can't be beat. Let's say they took all our guns tomorrow, which they can't do. All I need is a butter knife I can sharpen in 20 minutes to go take all the guns I want because I've got the will to protect my family. You know what I can do with that butter knife? What you can do when you're protecting your family? Your body doesn't even turn on and give you power. All these wannabe tough guy men who think they're tough and got all the symbols of toughness. The real power comes when you start defending people. The real power comes when you tap in to that primordial strength of defending your tribe. And that's why the good guys always kick the butts of the bad guys. That's why the New World Order tries to convince when it's doing evil things. It tries to hire and con and fool good guys, but good guys always start waking up real quick. So Rosie was told to shut up. And what is Hot Air and all the big neocon sites say? They all trump it. Just type in Rosie fired, Rosie sacked, Rosie canned into Google, and you'll get hundreds of articles as they celebrate and toast champagne. Oh, we got censorship. She's fired. Not even true. She walked away and said, you know what? You're not going to censor me anymore. I made your show a big hit. I'm leaving. Putting her money where her mouth is. Having courage. Saying no to corruption. Saying no to millions of dollars. Walking away from it. And what does she get? They even take what she did away from her. They take it and they twist it and they lie. The Pentagon does. A Pentagon that the head of the Naval War College admits doesn't even work for America. It works for Wall Street and foreign banks. The Pentagon is here to destroy America. They are the enemy. They are the enemy combatants. I mean that when I say it. They are literally the enemy. This is not our government.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Yeah, they wrap themselves in the troops while they knowingly let them breathe the DU and give them experimental shots and keep them in their 5 tours. Never before been done. And they always tell you how they love America. Well, they're busy killing it. North American Union news coming up. So much other news on weather modification. It's all in the mainstream now. Your calls I will be taking in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. By the way, we do have William Rodriguez's video, William Rodriguez, What Really Happened on 9/11. Great DVD available for $14.95 at Infowars.com, available at Infowars.com right now. And we're going to be getting that man back on the show here very, very soon if he'll come on. I know he's very, very busy, but please get his film because that does go to support him and his wife as they try to travel around the country for free trying to get the word out. We appreciate him, by the way, giving us the exclusive, letting us know the behind-the-scenes stuff that also meshed with our reports we were getting from Christina Ebersole, a great lady. And, again, bottom line, Rosie O'Donnell was not fired. Anytime you hear that, it is a giant, stinking lie. Now, one site that told the truth was the neocon site to fire Rosie. And they said, no, no, we've been defeated. She actually left, and now it looks like she's going to be getting a major TV show, her own, and wouldn't be the first time, and she's still going to be a guest host and supposedly be able to say whatever she wants, and ABC's saying how great she is and basically begging her to stay. The half-owner, Barbara Walters, was begging her to stay on air. She wasn't fired, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to get that clip. When we have it, we ought to put it on the story that Paul Watson's putting together. I mean, you got the owner of the show saying, we don't want you to go. ABC owns half, Walters owns the other half. And we got the owner saying, we don't want you to go, and we're upset about it. Of course, because we're making a lot of money off of her. And then Fox News and all these other liars say she was fired. And Donald Trump says, we've got the clips. We'll play them in the next hour. And what else have I not told the public that I can talk about? Well, it's just really that Rosie was censored the whole time. They were editing her when it was tape shows. They edited everything out she'd say about 9/11 or dead troops or lying about the numbers of real troops that were dead. Or when she tried to report how they don't count it a casualty if the person dies on a helicopter being flown out of Iraq. They wouldn't let her talk about how they make them pay for their own meals, wouldn't let her talk about DU, nothing, nothing. She couldn't talk about the war. Well, of course not. Big defense contractors basically own that channel. You think they want this to stop? By the way, you keep thinking they want to win the war. The government is winning the war. Okay, do you understand that the war is a success? I want to make that clear. But it isn't a success in the way you thought it was. The longer, the more people die, the more weapons platforms they sell, and the more no-bid contracts. You know, I was talking to Corey Rowe, one of the guys in Loose Change, one of the men that does that, a few days ago when I was with him. And, you know, I knew about it, and I said, you know, I remember reading in the Associated Press that you have to pay for your meals, you basically ended up with nothing, and these are hardcore frontline combat troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was in both places. He was in big firefights, killed a lot of people. He didn't like to talk about it, but I've got him dumb stories. I mean, they've just, you know, he said that he talked about the Iraqis, they'd be like 100 of them in front of them, all shooting at them, and they didn't know how to shoot, and they just mow them all down. But just amazing stories. But I said, let me guess. He was griping about how they had to pay for their food. All of it. And I said, also, is it true you had to pay like $100 because they made you do dress inspections, but then you had to pay to have Halliburton launder it, and it was like super expensive? He goes, oh, yeah, we had to pay for water. They've never done this to our troops, folks. They're raping them. They use them like toilet paper and then tell them how much they care about them. This isn't our military. This isn't our government.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.